Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us in. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm so glad that he did. So glad he did. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do enter you with thanksgiving this morning and into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you. We bless your holy and righteous name, O God. We thank you, O God, for the word of God. Oh, yes, Lord. So many falling by the wayside, Lord. Help us to stand. Lord, we pray for the sin-sick nation. Turn their hearts away from truth and unrighteousness, O God. And we pray for those in the military and those that have been in the military still yet suffering with physical and spiritual illnesses, mental illness, and just, oh my God, it's just so much, oh God, we pray for. Pray for unsaved loved ones, we pray for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, our friends, and even our enemies on today. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you this last hour. We plead the blood of Jesus over those that are battling suicidal thoughts, oh God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Try Jesus in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over you. We pray for those that are in bereavement during this time. We plead the blood of Jesus over you. Peace will be still, and God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. We just pray, oh God, for you, you, and you on today. Just plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that there be an awakening and a shaking in this last hour, that people be running to you, oh God, saying, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? And I pray that you just think through my mind right now and speak through my lips of clay. Help me to make a difference in someone's life each and every day. I pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I tell you, so much been going on. As we say from day to day, and we know that Jesus is soon to come. You know, I was speaking to a young man, and he was saying, you know, we know people been saying that Jesus was coming a long time, and he ain't came back yet. Oh, you know, I know it's a lot of people that feel that way and see it that way because you're blind and you can't see. You know, you have a carnal mind. You know, you must be spiritual minded to understand a lot of things that's happening and taking place in the world today. But I say, you know, there's a lot of people that think like that. But if you really look at it, you know, from day to day, he comes back. You know, death haven't stopped since the beginning. Death haven't stopped. And you never know when you're going to be the one that he call next, you know, knock on your door. And there ain't going to be no call out and no show. When he calls your name, when the Lord God call your name, you're going to move. You're going to answer the call. But I say to you, you know, God, you know, is real. And I know a lot of people, you know, especially a lot of sinners don't believe that God is real. And I don't know why you would not. With all the evil we see in the world today, and he's protecting you. Who do you think is protecting you? Who's watching over you? Oh my God. But whether you believe now or believe later, but you will believe one day. Because the Bible said, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. I don't care what color you are, where you come from, you know, what your spiritual belief, unbelief, atheist, don't believe, or whatever. He said, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He said, the sea gonna give up the dead. So the burying in the sea, you know, so where they threw the ashes in the sea. The Bible said everything. You know, that he said that the sea gonna give up the dead. Oh yes. So you either believe now, you believe now, later, but hey, there will be a confession session. And every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. So much evil in this world, demonic spirits, you know, demonic attacks, and, you know, just like, you know, people receive Christ, you know, even in the midst of all this, he's still saving souls, still delivering somebody surrendering to him in this last hour. Saying, Lord, save me. Lord, I believe. You know? And we thank God, even in the midst of everything, as I say, you know? But I want to talk about, because there's so much going on. And I heard in the news today, you know, it's so much going on. I mean, so much killing and stealing and destroying of people's lives and just taking people out, you know, the enemy. Said the wages of sin or the pay for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. We here at Arena Church want to offer you eternal life with Christ. Eternal life with Christ. But as I was going to say, I just heard that on last Sunday, young man had just preached on Friday night. And there was a young man that had been going with his wife. Well, his ex-wife. But they all were going to the same church. You know, and last Sunday, this family had five kids. He was a father of five. And him and a young man that they said had been messing with his wife all along, even before he got a divorce from her. And his divorce was just final in November of last year, 2023. And the young man didn't have no weapon. You know, people don't fight like they used to, you know, fist fight. So he smacked the young man, and the young man drew a gun. And mind you, this same young man be in the church, you know, and playing the organ and singing praises and worship to the Lord and lead them people into worship, as they say. And on last Sunday, that young man took that man's life. They both was young, I think 30 or, you know, 30, 31, something like that. Really young. Oh, my God. Shot him down. A man running from the church ground. And he said, just ran him down and shot him down like an animal. Lord, have mercy. Signs of the time, y'all. Signs of the time. Demons and devils are real. They talk to your mind. They have you doing things that you wouldn't normally do. And it's because of some things that we've opened ourselves up to. You know? Our gates. your gates, listening to people, listening to the wrong thing, and listening to the wrong music, and, you know, the devil just is busy. Just busy. I just want y'all to know devils are real. Demons are real. You know, Revelation 12 and 9 say, you know, let us know that Satan was kicked out to the earth. Come on, y'all. Do you live on the earth? We live on the earth. Come on, y'all. He was kicked out to the earth. Yeah. That's where he is. And in the book of Job, you know, when God asked Job, in the book of Job, asked Satan, where was he going? He said, to and fro. To and fro in the earth. Come on, y'all. He's in the earth. Satan. He has many names. Serpent. The dragon. The devil. Oh, yeah. He has many names. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So he's walking to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may destroy. He wants you. He wants me. See, Satan wants those that he got, he wants to keep. And those that he don't have, he wants you back. Those that surrender their lives to Christ, you know, invited Christ in their heart, because we all were born in sin. Every last one of us was born in sin with the sin nature. You realize that when you have a child, you don't have to teach that child how to be bad, how to do wrong things, say wrong things, and stuff like that, you know. But you got to teach them how to be good. They can pick up on bad real quick. They're born with that. Pinching, you know, just cutting up, acting up, you know. Born with it. That nature. Oh, my God. We just want to tell you that the devil is real. And he's seeking whom he may devour. He don't have to devour you. Because except you allow, you know, him to, you know, to use you. You know? Don't give him leeway. Demons and devils is what you see and hear today. Killing people, destroying people's lives, raping. Yeah. Devil working many forms, stealing. People in the stores stealing. I looked online one day and a person had a whole basket, a whole cart, a basket cart of clothes. Went right on out the door, just like they had nothing. Stealing. Devil, his mission is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he's doing this. He's doing his mission, because in the book of Revelation, that same chapter, if you go down a little further in it, where it talks about he was kicked out to the earth, it says he knows he has but a short time. Oh, yes, and he's working fast, and he's working overtime. Have y'all not seen that everything seem like it's turned upside down, inside out? Right is wrong, and wrong is right. Everything turned backwards. Nobody cares about anybody today. The love of men is waxing cold. Perilous time, the Bible said, in the end time, in the perilous time, in the last days. You know? Men will be lovers of themselves. Oh, yes. Don't care. People just don't care. Don't care about you. Don't care what they do to you, say to you, anything. They just don't care. Lovers of themselves. Mm-hmm. Children will be against their parents. Disobedient. Oh, to their parents. Oh my God. People having a form of godliness. Just a form. Some preachers in the pulpit preaching. They got a form and walk right out the door and messing with people, hugging them. Why? Just got through preaching the word of God. Just a form. Knowing the word of God, but not doing it. It's a form of godliness in this last hour, y'all. Yeah, cuss you out. People cuss you out. It's a form of godliness. They cuss you out. And they just got through preaching. Just got but now they preaching. I mean, I forgot. They cussing in the pulpit. Preaching God's word and cussing out the same mouth. Bitter and sweet can't come out the same fountain. I'm going to tell you. You can't serve two masters. You got to choose who you're going to serve. That's the devil is running you. He's deceiving you. And the Bible says in Matthew 24:4 said that would be the main, number one thing that the enemy would be doing in this last hour is deceiving many. And he's deceiving many. Many. It doesn't say a few. He's deceiving many. Because they don't want to believe the truth. We here at the Ready Church want to tell you the truth. The truth is from God's word. The word of God is his truth. It'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. If you just trust him. And I said, what can you lose? What can you lose? Trying him. What can you lose? If you tried everything and seem like nothing helps, try Jesus. Trying everything else, like I say, you may try drinking it away, your problems and things that's taking place in this world today. Oh no, drinking ain't gonna do it. Oh no. Can't drink it away. No, can't drug it away. No. Can't smoke it away. Can't sex it away. None of these things work. Because when all that is said and done, and you offer your high, you offer your drink, from being drunk, guess what? Those same problem issues still there. Only Jesus, only Jesus can give you peace in the midst of your storm, peace of mind that will surpass your own understanding. Things you wouldn't even understand how you even getting through, how you even making it. Because that's what Jesus would do for you when you try him and trust him. And not only that, those problems and situations you think you got, if you just give it to God, and believe him, he'll fix it. If you just let go and let God, you let go. You let go. You let God. You stop trying to solve God's, solve the problem. God is the only problem solver. He's the only one can help. He's the only one. He's your only hope and he's your only help in this last and evil day. Yeah, it would just stand still. When you don't know what to do, just stand still. When you don't know what to say nothing. Just stand still. Just stand still and pray. And watch God work. He's the only one can change people. He's the only one. He's the only one. We can't change nobody. I know I said we're going to talk about devils and demons, but I just get so caught up when I just think about all the things that's taking place in the world today. You know? All the things that's just going on around about us. And people don't believe that demons and devils is real. Demons are real. This is real talk here. Demons are real. We here at the Ready Church. We want to talk real talk. The devil is real and God is real. And you got to choose. You got to make up in your mind who you're going to serve. And whether you know it or not, if you're not in Christ, you're serving the devil already. And that's why, he can come to you and you just go off so quick. Because that's who you're serving. Same thing with Christ. When you got Christ on the inside of you, you can't just say anything and do anything. He makes the difference. Demons is real, y'all. Okay, listen up. Demons are real. And he was cast out to the earth from heaven. From heaven. He used to be in heaven. He had a home in heaven. But he was kicked out. Kicked out. Okay, let's read it. I know I talked to you about it earlier, but we're gonna go from the Word of God. I'm gonna show you where it is in the Word of God, not just from my mouth. Revelation chapter 12. It's in the back, last book in the Bible, Revelation, chapter 12, and verse 9. Are you there? It said, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. See, he got many names. Which what? Deceiveth the whole world. Did it say some of the world? No, it said the whole world. Satan is deceiving the whole world. It said he was cast out into the earth. Hello, we live on the earth, y'all. And not only that, say, and his angels was cast out with him. His angels. Oh, yes. So his home used to be in heaven. But he was kicked out to the earth. And we live on the earth, y'all. Hello, we live on the earth. Okay, let's go to Peter. I'll take you to the Word. 2 Peter. Let's go to 2 Peter. Oh, yes. 2 Peter 2 and 4. It say, for if God spared not the angels. Now, we heard that the angel was kicked out with him. Kicked out to the earth with him. It said, if God spared not. Now, come on. The angels that sinned, they sinned. But cast them down to hell, cast them down and delivered them into the chain of darkness to be reserved until judgment. Oh, yes. He cast them down. Yeah. Oh, yes. Let's go to Jude 1 and 6. Are you following me? Give me a chance to get your Bible. Let's get a study in here so that you can make it. Oh, yes. And we was in Jude. Let's see. Jude. Jude is right before Revelation. Jude. One is... It's only one chapter in the book of Jude. So we're going to read verse 2. Let's see. No, 6. I'm trying to see here. It says, and the angels which kept not their estate, their first estate. See, they were first in heaven. That was their home. It said, and the angels which kept not their first estate, which was in heaven, and then they was kicked out to the earth with Satan. It said, but left their own inhabitation, which was their home, where they used to live, place of living. He has reserved in an everlasting chain under darkness until the judgment of that great day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So they lost their estate. They lost their home. These are devils. This real talk, y'all. We're talking about devils and demons now. They lost their home. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And the word of God said, their chains of darkness unto the judgment of that great day. Oh, yeah. That great day of judgment. Not, it's for everybody. Everybody gonna have their day in court. Oh, yeah. God's court. God's courthouse. He's gonna be the judge. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Heaven versus hell. Mm-hmm. Book of life or the book of death. Which one will your name be in? Trying to break it down to you. Satan and his demons. As real as God. And his heavenly angels. Yes. Let's go to Matthew 4:1. Matthew. Oh, yes, Matthew. Why don't you get your Bible and read and study and get to know Jesus? If you don't know him, this is the way to get to know him. Get in his word and let his word get in you. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. That's how you get to know him. Through his word. Through the Bible. And I don't mean any Bible. Because the NIV, no, stay away from that Bible. It's the international version that came in 2000. All the churches and all the preachers start using that same Bible. And I compared the Bible. Because the Bible says don't take away and don't add. But that NIV have taken out some scriptures. Put it in on your phone too. It's out there. That Bible has taken away scriptures, and when you take away different words, it changes the whole meaning to what you were saying. The whole you know, lesson changes. One word changes everything, meaning. You know? So it's important. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's how your faith grow. When you hear it. When you hear God's word and believe it. Not just hear it, but you got to believe what you hear. These demons are real. Every day. If you hear somebody killing somebody, it was a demon. Destroying people's lives, it's a demon. Taking over people's minds, it's a demon. Oh, yes. The Bible says, then when Jesus was led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So look, Jesus was led up in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And guess what he was doing? Offering him things, offering him the kingdoms of this world. Like, you know, these preachers today, they've been offered stuff. Houses, cars, and money. That's what it is. Houses, cars, and money. Fame and a name. So Jesus, our perfect example, is telling you that he was tempted. The devil took him in the wilderness. Yeah. To be tempted by the devil. Oh, yes. Then the Bible says he was taken up to a high pinnacle and show him and offer him the things of this world system. Just like he's offering people stuff. These politicians and the people, you know, some of the blue team and the red team, they're all on the same team. They're all liars. They're all unsaved. They all offer you stuff for your vote. So they're going to tell you what you want to hear to get your vote. And they use the church. The masses of church. These pastors just betray Jesus. The devil uses them to try to get to you, to tell you who to vote for. Trump, as nasty as his mouth is, all the preachers voted for him. Because what? They say they lost their voice with that 501(c)(3). See, talking about Trump gonna help us get our voice back. Did he help him get the voice back? Church still messed up. Man, you shouldn't have never lost your voice because you're supposed to be following the voice of God and not the voice of man. But you start getting into this prosperity and money. People wanting money. That's what destroyed the church, the money. Money coming to you now. Mm-hmm. Like Leroy Thompson. Money coming to you now instead of Jesus coming soon. That's what we're supposed to keep our eyes on, Jesus and him coming, not us talking about money coming to us now. And we pouring to ourselves talking about money coming to you now. And run for the money and all that kind of stuff. All in the church. Throwing money on the altar. Throwing money on the altar like you at a strip club. Throwing money on the altar. What's supposed to be sacred. People start throwing money on the altar and running. And Leroy Thompson and Creflo Dollar running up and down on top of the money. And talking about y'all. Whispering up there, whispering. Probably saying, look at all these fools I got. Throwing their money. Looking to them and got your eyes off of Jesus. And you went blind right then. And the devil put a spell on you right then. Oh my God. Witchcraft in the church, y'all. Witchcraft in the church. Yep. The church became like a script club. Throwing money on God's altar. And the Bible says you can't serve God and mammon too. So what you doing? What was you doing? Throwing money on the altar. You were throwing money to get money. Oh yeah. I heard Jake said, put your money where your mouth is. All that stuff. Oh my God. It's so sad. It's so sad. Y'all not paying attention. That's why the Bible told us to watch and pray. Because the devil is real. And you can see he's real now. He's in the church. Done found his way in the house of God. Found his way in God's house. Destroying God's house. Mm-hmm. We already know he was working out in the streets. Outside the church. But now he's working outside in the street. And in the house. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, let's go to Job 1 and 6. Job 1 and 6 said, now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also amongst them. Wow, ain't that something? Satan ain't real, y'all. It said, now there was a day when the Son of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. So you not know that Satan go everywhere you go. He goes in the church. He go everywhere you go. On your job. Satan goes everywhere you go, y'all. Come on, y'all. He's real. He's real, and Jesus is real. Jesus is real, I know. The Lord is real to me. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Okay, let's go to Ezekiel. I pray that you're getting these. Write these scriptures down. Go back so you can know that Jesus is real. Faith comes by hearing, y'all. Trying to give you the word of God. Not, you know, just not anything, but the word of God. People are not preaching the word of God. Read the word for yourself. Get it for yourself. Seek the Lord for yourself. Get a relationship with him for yourself. The Bible says in 25. I wrote that down. Is it 25 or 28? I think I wrote 28. And 6. Let's see. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God. Let's see. Let's see. Is that it? I'm sorry. Let's see. Ezekiel 28. And 16. Let's see what that said. Let's see. By the multitude of the merchandise they have filled in the midst of thee with their violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as a profane out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherubim, from the midst of the stone of the fire. Yeah. Oh, yes. Now let's go to, we're talking about Satan here. Let's go to John 12. And 31. We're talking about the devil. We're telling you, devil is real. Jesus is real. And Satan wants your soul. He wants your soul. Don't let him have it. John 12. And 31. I wrote these scriptures down as I was reading. And it says, then the Jews took up stories again to stone him. It's John 1 and 2. I don't know if I wrote, let's see. Yeah, John 1 and 2. Let's go to, I'm sorry, it's supposed to be 1 John 4. And it says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because what? Many false prophets. What did it say? Many, not a few. Many false prophets are gone out into the world. We live in a world, y'all. We live in a world. Oh, yes. For many, not a few. That's what we're saying today. We live on the earth. There's a lot of spirits in the world. It said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. When you try the spirit, you test it. How are we going to test it? We're going to test it by the word of God and see, do it line up with what the word says. Because many false prophets, which mean many, lying prophets, people lying on God, you know? Many false prophets, they lying on God today. Just saying anything, you know, just putting anything before you, cussing and everything. It said, going out into the world. Going out into the earth. Hello, we on the earth, y'all. Going around tricking people. Conning people. Deceiving many. Oh, my God. Seeking many. The Bible says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses, this is how you know, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ comes in the flesh is of God. It's saying every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is not of God, y'all. And that this is the spirit of what? The Antichrist. The Antichrist is on the scene, y'all. Antichrist means Antichrist, against Christ. People are against Christ. The devil is against Christ. These demons are against Christ. When they're speaking against Christ and talking, you know, against God's word and, you know, and seeing God doing a new thing and God is not who he say he is. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. These false prophets in these churches today that's cussing and, you know, leading you astray and away from truth. They have the Antichrist spirit. They're working for the Antichrist. They betrayed Jesus. They betrayed Jesus. These pastors, these New Age pastors, these false prophets, false teachers, and T.D. Jakes and all them, they working for the Antichrist. They betraying Jesus. Oh my God. Teaching stuff and preaching stuff that's not right. That's why the Bible told us to watch and pray. Stay alert. Said, you know, it says, and that's the spirit of the Antichrist. It said, whereof ye have heard that it should come. We heard that Antichrist was coming. And it said, and even now, already, is it in the world. The spirit is already here. These preachers and stuff is working against Christ. They've been paid to deceive you, to take you away from Christ, to lead y'all astray, to tell you God is doing a new thing and, you know, make you look to them instead of looking to God. You're trusting in man and not in God. You're looking to them and not looking to the word of God. It says, ye are of God. Women, I'm seeing stuff going together. It says, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, and even is already in the earth. Ye are of God, little children, and have. See these words and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Come on, y'all. The devil is real. Demons are real. They're deceiving many. They're using many. They're killing. That's why you hear all these gruesome things. People killing their mama, killing their family members. It's demons, devils. Oh, yes. People done so much stuff, and God's unpulling the cover off, even with P. Diddy. You know, he ain't saved. And we pray that he gets saved. But they done a lot of things. They've ruined a lot of people's lives. They've done a lot of dirty things. And God, you know, is pulling the cover off everything. He pulling the cover off these rappers and off these preachers, off the usher. Pulling the cover off everybody. Everybody. Everybody that done wrong, he's pulling the cover off you. You know, you think you got away with stuff. You may have murdered somebody and covered it up. But he is. But God said, I'm pulling the cover off everything. He said, there's nothing here. Nothing. Nothing you getting away with. You know, I don't care what you're trying to hide or what you're trying to use a person. God ain't going to allow you to keep using people and abusing people. Oh, no, no. He said nothing. Nothing shall be hid. Nothing. Nothing. He's uncovering everything, y'all. So all the dirt y'all think y'all done got away with, oh, it's coming back. It's coming back up. It's coming back up. Demons are unclean spirits, y'all. Let's go to Mark. Mark 5. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark. We're going to Mark. Mark 5. It is now 2 o'clock in the morning. Mark 5. Please be patient with me. God's not through with me yet. He's not through with you either. Mark 5 and 1 through 9. Mark 5. Listen to this. This. Demons are real, y'all. Unclean spirits. That's what the devil is. Demons. Unclean spirit. It said, and they came out unto the other side of the sea, into the country of Gazarene. And when he came out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. Y'all know I be in here, can't hardly see it in the morning with this light, and don't want to keep a lot of noise when my family asleep. It say, whom had his dwelling among the tomb, and no man could bind him, no, not with chain. This right here is talking about a man that was living in the tomb. It said he was in the tomb. It said, because that he had been often bound with feathers and chain, and the chain had been plucked asunder by him, and the feathers broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. They couldn't hold him. There's a spirit here. There's an unclean spirit in this man. It says, And always, night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tomb crying and cutting himself with stones. Cutting himself. That's why we shouldn't be tattooing yourself and, you know, cutting into the flesh. This man was demon possessed and he was cutting in his flesh. Some people have a spirit of, you know, they get so mad, they start cutting themselves. You never seen that? You can even probably pull that up on the internet too, where a person, you know, get in so much rage and they just lose it and just want to cut their flesh up. The Bible saying when he saw Jesus afar off, this man saw Jesus afar off, and he ran and worshiped him. Now, this was a man that mind was messed up. But when he saw Jesus, see, when you see Jesus, he makes a difference. He'll change your life. It said, and he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee? Then he said, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God. The devil recognized who he was. The devil knew who Jesus is. And he said, I adjure thee by God that thou tormented me not. This is a spirit talking. And it said, for he said unto him,
come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. That's what Jesus said to the man. Anybody with an unclean spirit, you may have mental illness, and you know, and just a demonic spirit, you know, a spirit of murder, a spirit of suicide inside of you. The Bible said that when this man ran to Jesus, he wanted deliverance. He knew there was something about Jesus that was different from any other man. And he said, and Jesus said to this man, he said, come out. He told that demon spirit, he said, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. He didn't say, come out of the man, thou clean spirit. He said, unclean spirit. This was a foul spirit. You know, you know when people used to cuss, we used to say that you got a foul mouth. Those are spirit, foul mouth, a foul mouth, drink, smoke, cuss. That's a foul mouth, okay? It said, and he asked him, what is thy name? Jesus was talking to this demon. He said, what is thy name? And this demon spoke, and it said, and he answered, saying, my name is Legion. For there are many. This man had a lot of different spirits on the inside of him. That kind of remind me of, you know, Beyonce and talking about, you know, when she got a spirit that comes over her, that talks out of her, named Sasha. So, you know, these are multiple personalities inside of people. These are demonic spirits. You know, the world don't know Jesus, so they call it mental illness. These are demons. This is possession, honey. This is possession here. Jesus asked this demon, he's talking about there are many. His name is Legion, and for we are many. There was many spirits inside of him. Sometimes people grow up talking to, you know, talking to themselves and talking about, you know, I got an imaginary friend, an imaginary. Oh my God, those are dangerous things, you know, dangerous things. You know, you open your mind up to and your spirit up to. Oh my God. Then you start thinking you're hearing things, you're seeing things, you seeing and hearing things that nobody else see because of your imaginary friend. Those are spirits. Oh my God. Oh my God, they gotta be cast out. It said, and he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there were nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. There was a bunch of pigs eating. And it said, all the devils, listen, besought him, saying that them demons that was in that man, sent us into the swine. Even the devil wanted to go into the swine. He'd rather go into pig. It said, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. They wanted to enter into the pigs. The devil was telling Jesus where he wanted to go. And it said, and forthwith Jesus gave them lead. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, the pigs. Them demons went in them pigs. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. Those demons ran when them demons came out of that man and went into those swine, into those pigs. Those pigs ran. Where did they run to? They ran into the water, ran into the sea. The Bible said, in the swine, that they may enter in, say, and then he said, and therefore God gave them lead, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herds ran violently down the steep place into the sea. Those demons went into the sea. It said, and they were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it into the city and the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that the possessed with the devil had the legions sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. Now, they did something. Now, when the man, before the man got delivered, the folks weren't scared of him. When he was cutting his flesh and talking to himself and acting up, the folks weren't scared of him. But when the man got free of the demons, everybody wanted to come see, but they couldn't believe what they were saying. Ain't that something? When the man got delivered, the people got scared. Oh my God, look like they should have been scared when it was possessed. But that's how the mind is. The mind is a powerful thing. So when the man was possessed and they heard that he had been delivered, it said they came to see the possessed. And they came to Jesus and seeing him that were possessed. See, now they came to Jesus and they saw the man that was possessed with the devil. And had those legions that knew that he had all them demonic spirits. And he was sitting and closing his right mind. Lord, ain't that something? God can change your mind. He can deliver you. He can set you free. He can heal your body, soul, and mind. He can heal everything about you today. You know, if you just let go and let God, that man was willing to let go everything that day. When he heard about Jesus, he was willing to let everything go. Everything that, you know, had him bound and tied up with feathers. They say he was chained. This man was chained, you know. Even with chains, you know, he was still breaking it loose because of those spirits. Oh, my God. And they say it went into the sea. And that when I thought about that, I said, you know, for real, we ain't talking about something in the water. Sure is them demons in the water. So that's where they went. Them swine went in the water. Yeah. Oh, my God. Something in the water. Oh, my God. And it ain't Jesus. Oh, my God. I tell you, yeah, that, you know, down there. Well, I ain't going there, but anyway, there's something in the water. It's saying that they fled and the swine fled and told it to the city. Let me go back down. I already read that. Let's see. He was closing his right mind, okay? And they that saw it told how it befell to him and was possessed with the devil. And also concerning the swine. So they went telling everybody. They knew that man was living in a tomb. Lived in a tomb for many years. And people today, they going to the tomb celebrating the dead. And oh my God. Oh, how this world has changed. Those demonic spirits got you going in the wrong direction. It's saying that they began to pray him to depart out of the coast. Now they wanted to leave the coast. They don't see what God can do, but they wanted to leave. It said, and when he had come into the ship, that they had been possessed, that he had been possessed with the devil, prayed him that he might be with him. It said, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things that the Lord had done. See, when God set you free, you ought to want to run and tell somebody. Run and tell somebody what God's done for you. When he changed your life, when he set you free, when he break those chains, those things that's holding you and bounding, what's binding you, binding your life. Those thoughts that of unforgiveness and you forgave. All those things that were holding you like a chain, binding your mind, didn't want you to be set free. This man wanted to be free. And he was set free. When you want to be free, he will set you free. And he tell you to go tell everybody. Go tell others what God has done for you when he set you free. Oh, yes. That's what I'm doing here at the Ready Church. I'm trying to tell you, I once was bound. But God set me free. Oh, yes. And he wants to go out and tell others about the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what he told this man that was bound up, that had the unclean spirit in him. It said an unclean spirit, not a clean spirit. This man had an unclean spirit. Many doors probably had opened up in his life. Just like, you know, you look around, you see all these people killing people on Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff. Oh, my God. These are doors that people open up in their life. Things you look at, the music you listen to. Just, you have to be so careful. Your eyes are gates. They the gates to your soul. The gateway to your soul. Oh, yes. The gateway to your soul. Now let's go to Mark 6. Mark 6. We talking about demons here, y'all. Demons are real. Unclean spirit. Talk about a man with unclean spirit. Oh, yes. You got an unclean spirit if you know, doing things just against God. Those are unclean spirits in your life. He wants you to repent. Repent. So those demons can come on out. Repent. And be born again. Repent. Oh my God. People rejecting Christ. That's what Satan wants you to do. Reject Christ. And I tell you, a lot of these leaders and preachers and singers and everything have led a lot of people away from God. Led a lot of people away from God because they started running behind money and they sold you out because you were looking to them instead of looking to God. And now they done sold you out. They done made money off of you. Made money off of you. Kirk Franklin, Tamara Mann, all these, Tyler Perry, all these people done made money off the church. Money off the church. Because the church is the one that was, running behind them singing and running behind Tyler Perry movies and the Diary of a Black Woman or whatever that is or whatever. But I'm saying, y'all ran behind all this stuff. They made money off of y'all. Now they rich. And I led you away from Christ. Mm-hmm. Now you don't know what you believe. A lot of y'all don't believe in Christ no more. And they tell you, talking about they all churched out. I guess they all churched out because they done made money off the church through you. You were buying their tapes. You were listening to their music. You buying their music. Do y'all not know the Bible said that gifts are without repentance? People can have a gift to preach, a gift to sing, and not have Jesus, not know Jesus, not have him in their heart and their life for real. That's why the Bible said many shall be deceived. They tricking you, conned you, took you away. T. Jason don't start preaching evolution and all that kind of stuff and new thoughts and all that stuff, witchcraft, possessing you, putting a spell over you that you can no longer hear the truth. And that's sad. That's really sad. But we here at the Ready Church want to tell you the truth. We try to lead you to truth before time is too late. Now Mark 6 and verse 7 says, Mark 6 and verse 7 says, and he called unto him the 12. He's talking about his disciples, y'all. 12 disciples. Jesus had 12 disciples. And one of them was the devil. That was Judas. Betrayed him just like these pastors betraying Jesus. And it says, and he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by twos and two and gave them power over the unclean spirit. He sent them out by two and gave them power. The Christians giving you power. Through the blood of Jesus, through the name of Jesus. Yes, he's giving them power over these unclean spirits. Oh, yes. Now, verse 12 says, and they went out and preached that men should repent. That's what we're telling you here at the Red of Church. You need to repent so you can get rid of these demons and devils in your life. So you'd be born again, a born again Christian, have power over the devil. Did you not hear it? He gave disciples power over the devil. He's given Christian power over the devil, over the enemy. He said, and he told them to go out, and the preacher supposed them. It said, and they went out and preached. That men should repent. That's what we're telling you. You know you want an answer? The answer is repent. How you repent is ask Christ to come in your heart. You know, forgive you of your sins and cleanse you. And he will. And he will. If you trust God, give him a chance. Try everything. Everything else will. Try Jesus. Let's go to Mark 9. Mark chapter 9. I'm not going to hold you long. I'll give you a little bit and we'll get back on this again. But let's see. Mark 9. 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, look, one of the disciples talking to Jesus, they said, look, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he's taken him, he's tearing him, and he foamed and gashed of his teeth, and he piled away, and I spake to this disciple that thou should cast him out, and thou could not. It said, he answered and said, oh, faithless. This is a faithless generation, y'all. It said, he said unto him, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer with you? Bring him unto me. This is Jesus talking. And it said, and they brought him unto him, and when he had saw him, straightway the spirit teared him, and he fell on the ground and swallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long ago since this came into him? This was Jesus talking to this young man, father, that had his son had a deaf and dumb spirit, and he wanted Jesus to cast him out. And he said, look, how long, he said, and since this came unto thee? And he said, as a child, this man was born with this dumb, deaf and dumb spirit in him. And the man wanted to know why the disciples couldn't cast him out, because God had already given them power and authority over the spirit. But they couldn't cast him out because of the faithless. He said, oh, faithless generation. They didn't believe. So you got to believe in order to receive. You got to believe in order to be set free. You must believe. It said, and oftentimes he has cast himself, this is the father talking to himself, and oftentimes he has cast himself into the fire. This spirit, so have you jumping in fire, jumping in the water? Oh my God, demonic spirits come over and talk over in a person. They don't know. They lose control. They become very possessive and uncontrollable. It take a whole lot of people to hold them down, them demon spirits. It said, and into the water, he was casting himself in the fire and in the water to destroy him, to kill himself. It said, but if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. This man said, look, Lord Jesus, please have compassion on us and help us with our son. But he got a deaf and dumb spirit. And Jesus said unto him in verse 23, if thou can believe. It's just as simple. He said, if thou can believe all things, not something, but he said all things. Come on, you may be going through something right now. You seem like, you know, just don't know which way to go, which way to turn. Seem like there's no hope. Seem like you tried everything and everything failed. And seem like things just ain't going your way. But he told him, he said, if thou can believe, come on, y'all. If y'all can believe all things, he said, not something. He said, all things are what? Are possible. Things that seem impossible, y'all. Come on. He said, all things are possible. What? To him that believeth. I'm here to tell you today, all things are possible. Anything is possible. If you just believe. If you just believe. All things are possible. If you believe. This man's son was foaming at the mouth. This man's son was possessed. And he just didn't see no way. And he went to Jesus and he asked God. And this is where we need to go. We need to go to God. He's the answer. He got the answer. He's the answer for the world today. He's the answer. Jesus' answer. He said, look, oh faithless generation, we just read it. Come on, believe. Anything. You can receive it. You can believe it. You can receive it. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If we just believe God. If you just trust Him. If you just trust Him. Lord, I trust you, Jesus. Tell the Lord, I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. I believe this morning that all things are possible. Lord, I'm going through some things and it seems like there's no hope. It seems like there's just no way out. It seems like my back is against the wall, Lord. But God, you say you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Oh God, I need a personal relationship with you. And you know, I heard you are the way, you the truth, and you the life. And God, I know I need you. I need a Savior this morning, Lord. It seems like everything has changed all around about me. God, I don't understand. But God, I read your word, and your word said, trust you. Try you, oh God. And God, I thank you. And Lord, I just thank you. And you know, even in this, you know, sometimes God will use you. Out of every, you got 5 and 6 brothers and sisters, but God chose you out of all of them to make a difference. To make a difference. Look at Joseph, his brothers. Look how they treated him. They were jealous of his relationship with their father. And Joseph was the one that God used to help the family. And God will use you out of all your brothers. You know, seem like they may not be sisters and they don't even understand Jesus like you do. God is using you. He pulling you out to use you to make a difference, to go back in and help your brothers and help your sisters and nieces and nephew. Help our families know the truth for real. See, there's a lot of people that go to church and they've been around church things. They've been around Jesus, but they didn't get to know Jesus. You could have been around spiritual things. You could have grown up in the church. You could have grown up, you know, around spiritual things and not had an encounter with Jesus, not having a personal relationship. It's just like you can live around a person and you say, somebody might ask you, say, well, do you know your neighbor? And you say, no, I don't know them, but I know they live over there. You know that they live over there, but you haven't had a relationship with them. You know about Jesus. You heard about him, but you never got close enough to him to talk to him, to have a relationship with him. He wants to have a relationship with you today. Yes, he want to. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, he want to have a relationship with you. Yeah, little old me. Me? God want to have a relationship with me? Yes, he do. He's talking to you. The Bible said today is the day of salvation. The Bible said today. Today. Because tomorrow is not promised to us. And yesterday is gone. And as I said, and tomorrow may never be. But today, while the blood run warm in your vein, while you're closing your right mind, while you still got the activity of your limb, you can invite Christ in your heart. And you don't have to say a long, drawn out anything. You just talk to God just like you're talking to your mother, or you're talking to your father, your sister, your brother. He just wants you to talk to him and be sincere in your heart. And he will come in and he will live inside of you. Yes, your little heart. He'll live in your little heart. Big enough to live in all of our hearts at the same time. What an awesome God, because he made all of us. He made all of us to glorify, to worship, and to honor him. Won't you do it? Won't you choose him today? Won't you try him today? Won't you make a difference today? And take it one day at a time. The Bible said, give us our daily bread. Give your life to Christ and go daily into his word. Pray and open up your word, and he will lead you and guide you throughout the rest of this journey, that we're all on a journey. We're all just passing through. Your mother, he loaned you to your mother. He loaned your children to you just for a season. We're all just doing a walkthrough. We're all just dust on duty. Made from the dust of the earth to go back to the dust. Until that judgment day, he's going to bring us all back together and give an account. Everybody going to stand before a holy God. Just like you have a judge here on this earth. People go and when they do things wrong and they stand before the judge and they have to give an account and they get sentenced. Some get sentenced to jail. Some get sentenced to prison. Because after jail, you go to jail and then you go to prison. After the sentencing, it's the same thing. Yeah, you go to hell and then you go to the lake of fire. It's the final judgment. See, the devil don't want to go to hell alone. He know that he's bound for hell. He won't take as many as he can with him. But we here at the Ready Church can tell you, don't go. Don't go. You don't have to go. You can choose not to go. God gave us all a choice. And you can choose not to go. But you can choose to make heaven your home. Life eternity with Christ. So we here at the Ready Church want to say we love you. God bless you. Pray that the word of God would touch your heart. Break your heart and you change. For demons are real, devil's real, and God is real. And most of all, God is good and worthy to be praised. God bless you, the Ready Church. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the listener on tonight, on this morning. We thank you. We pray that you continue to deal with people's hearts and minds. Oh, God, help them, shaking them, awaken them in this last hour. Draw them to the foot of the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil is defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. God bless you. Love you. Ready Church. Be ready.
With my whole heart worship you. Lift my hands and give you praise. Promise you that for always.
How I long to be.
With my whole heart,
and with my whole heart, worship you. Lift my hands and give you praise.
Promise you that for always. how I long to be in your presence. And with my whole heart worship you.